Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. About 5,500 permanent fund dividends are being recalled. The PFDs were sent out in error. 3,600 were deposited directly into bank accounts and 1,900 were sent out as paper checks. PFD Division Director Deborah Bitney says employees did not match correct records in a new software program and dividends were paid to applicants instead of creditors. The software is called eGarns and it's being used for the first time this year.
This affects only debts that are basically court-ordered, like restitution, judgments for debts that are unpaid, things like that.
The division has requested that direct deposits be reversed and also has issued stop payment orders on the checks. Bitney says safeguards have been programmed into eGarns to prevent similar errors in the future. New Jersey investment manager Jay Willoughby has been named the Alaska Permanent Fund's new chief investment officer. Director Mike Burns says Willoughby most recently worked for an equity hedge fund, Ironbound Capital Management. And before that, he spent 9 years at Merrill Lynch Institutional Management, where he was head of a team that managed assets of $40 billion for high net worth individuals. He begins his new job November 1st, will be paid $325,000 a year, and he plans on living in Juneau. The Juneau School District is investigating how 2 5-year-old boys could have gone missing for at least an hour and 20 minutes to as much as 3 hours from an after-school care program without anyone realizing it. The youngsters accidentally took an activity bus home and were dropped off at a stop near their houses. They were supposed to be picked up from Gastineau Elementary School by their parents at 5 o'clock. When the parents arrived, the rally teachers did not know where they were. In a letter delivered Wednesday to Gastineau parents, Rally Supervisor Wayne Hickson and Principal Kathy Yanamura says Rally has procedures in place to prevent such incidents and it will not happen again. And one of Southeast Alaska's lifelong art enthusiasts has passed away. Barbara Kalin suffered a heart attack at her Skagway home Tuesday night. She was 86 years old. Kalin was born in Skagway and spent all of her life there. In the late 1980s, she took over management of Deadman's Photo, which her mother started back in the 1920s. Kalin was a photographer, writer, musician, storyteller, gardener, local legend. She also founded the Skagway Arts Council in 1974 and was director until 3 years ago. Weather forecast calls for rain and rain showers for today.